ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question, and that question is regards to patience. As you know, patience is one of the very central Islamic virtues. It's not only a central virtue within Islam, it's also, you know, something which has been recommended by all religions. In many verses of the Holy Quran, there are, recommendations for us to adopt patience and be patient. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "And obey Allah and His Apostle, and do not dispute, or you will lose heart, and your power will be gone. And be patient, indeed Allah is with the patient." But a lot of people, they ask, what is the reward of being patient? Meaning, what will we get if we, adopt patience and be patient? Yeah, a lot of people are very interested in this. You know, they say this with regards to everything. Patience is one of the things that they might be inquisitive of and ask about. What is the reward that we will attain if we become patient? Fortunately, this is a question, the answer to which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran itself. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "We will surely test you with a measure of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth, lives and crops, and give good news to the patient. Those who, when an affliction visits them, say, 'Indeed, we belong to Allah, and to Him do we return.'" And here is where God speaks about the reward of the patient. He says, "It is they who receive the blessings of their Lord." The actual word is salawat. وَأُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. So God will send His blessings or His salutations, His peace upon them. وَرَحْمَةً, and His mercy. God will send His mercy upon such individuals. So they will receive blessings. They will receive mercy from God. God will have mercy on them. And finally, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the ones who are rightly guided. They will be guided to, you know, the straight path, and they will be guided to that which is, best for them. These are three of the results and rewards that God Almighty has allotted for the people who are patient and who adopt patience. In another place, in one of the hadiths actually, it has been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: "Whoever from amongst our Shia is tried with an affliction and endures it will be granted the reward of 1,000 martyrs." Right? Obviously, you know that martyrdom is one of the, you know, very lofty virtues, and you know, it's famous that, you know, the person who achieves martyrdom, you know, all of his sins are forgiven. And, you know, he enters paradise without being taken into account, right? But this person who is patient in the face of afflictions, he is given the reward of 1,000 of such individuals, which shows us the lofty status of martyrdom and also patience. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been narrated as having said, they endured hardship for a short while, meaning they were patient in the face of hardship, and in consequence, they secured comfort for a very long time. So when we are patient in the face of, you know, afflictions, then the ease and peace that we get after that, it is very lengthy and very long. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reward of patience and the patient person in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.